Thank you, God. God, we appreciate you so very much. You are wonderful. There is none like you. There is no one greater than our God. You can search all over. You're not going to be able to find nobody. You're not going to be able to find nobody like our God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. God, we thank you. God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we lift up your name. Because we understand, God, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men, all women to you. If we lift you up, God. So, God, we say thank you for using us here on earth to be the difference that make the difference. God, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you for your forgiveness, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we could never thank you enough for what you are doing for us, Lord God. But God, we take this moment. Say hallelujah. All praises to you, God. Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you sent Jesus, God. God, help us be worthy of what you've done for us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to represent you well here on earth, God. God, we lift up our choir this morning and the music ministry, God, that your Holy Spirit will move within all of them, God, that they will move in your will and in your way and in your word, Lord God. We lift up our ministers, God, as they pray to walk in obedience to your word, God. God, you've said you have a mighty work for us, but you need us to be obedient, Lord. So move, Holy Spirit, within all of us, God. God, we pray for this sick and shut in on our list, God. God, you are the healer, God. So we lift it up to heaven, God, believing that you will answer and it will manifest healing here on earth, God. God, and we thank you in advance for what you're doing. God, grow us up in you. Help us plant this word in our heart so that we will not sin against you and that we will draw others to you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, be worthy of what you've done for us. Now, Holy Spirit, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, God, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, I want to commune with you, God. I want to say what you want me to say. So rip out anything that will block me, God, and have your way. Now, God, let your power, your presence, your glory, your anointing flow throughout this entire building. Meet the needs of your people. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the believers, the believers, the believers say amen. Amen and amen. We thank God for another Sunday morning. Is it just me? But I get excited every Sunday morning that God allows me to come into this place because I recognize it could have been the other way. So I'm excited, God, that once again you have breathed your spirit on me and you filled me with your spirit and you've given me another day. Somebody say, one more day. One more day. Amen. One more chance. Amen. To do your will. Amen. Amen. Let's go to 1 John, you all. Not the gospel, but 1 John. 1 John is where God is taking us this morning. That's 1, 2, 3, but we're going to 1 John to the first chapter this morning. And we're just praying for God to move by his spirit. So when you found 1 John chapter 1, please stand as we lift up God's word in our church. First John chapter 1. God, I thank you. I even thank you for all our children that you're sending our way.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. We thank you, God, for our children. First John chapter 1. Amen. And would you please just ease down to verse number 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And I'm going to read it from the New King James Version this morning. I'm excited about you, God. God, I love you. God, thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. And it reads this way in the New King James Version, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You may be seated.
Thank you, Lord.
If we confess our sins,
hallelujah,
he, God, is faithful,
yes,
and just,
yes,
to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our message this morning is three words. It's entitled, has three words, the title. Just three words. Accept God's forgiveness.
Amen.
Accept God's forgiveness. Just accept God's forgiveness. As God continues to equip us to glorify him daily in our lives, he's asking us to simply accept his forgiveness. I certainly understand that this message may not apply to everyone. However, I believe if each of us will open our spiritual ears, that we will hear a relevant message, one that you may be able to even apply to your life or to help someone else apply. So as stated last week, God has us focusing on forgiveness this month. In an effort to prepare us to be prayer warriors and change agents here on earth, and certainly to be an effective prayer warrior, we must forgive ourselves and accept God's forgiveness. Does anybody believe that this morning, that we must forgive ourselves and accept what God has done for all of us? And if we believe it, our acceptance of this forgiveness should reflect in our homes, in our church, in our community, and throughout the world. Last week, God gave us the message, find peace in letting go. This week, God is saying, just accept my forgiveness. Because if we are unable to forgive ourselves, you all, we block our blessings. We block our spiritual development. See, being able and unable to forgive ourselves and accept what God has done often results in addictive behavior. See, if you're not able to forgive yourselves, we find ourselves having addictive behavior, such as alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography, anger. See, people that can't forgive themselves awfully project it off on other people, and they are angry only because they have not rooted out their own unforgiveness, you all. It often leads people to suicide, holding on to the past mistakes and allowing past behaviors to identify who you are today. Help me, Holy Spirit. So often we beat ourselves up because we can't forgive ourselves for something we've done to others. Sometimes we beat ourselves up because we know we have done something that didn't look like God, and then you find yourself moving away from the church. I've heard believers say, I know that the Bible says God will forgive me, but I just can't seem to forgive myself. See, have you ever heard that, or have you ever said that? Somebody may be feeling that way this morning. God, I know you're forgiving God, but I've messed up. People are talking about my sin, God. God, I'm ashamed to even talk about you because people think I reflect you when I mess up. So God is saying to someone this morning, simply accept my forgiveness. If you believe, he said, in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe in the Savior of the world, if you believe in the Messiah, if you believe in the resurrected Lord, you are forgiven. I love you. Forgive yourself. God is saying to someone is holding on to something this morning, and I can feel it in the spirit. God is saying to someone, I sent Jesus from heaven to earth to show you the way. From the earth to the cross, your debt to pay is already paid for. From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, that you may be forgiven. See, someone needs to be reminded that Jesus has covered our past sins. He has covered our present sins, and he will cover our future sins. See, Jesus has done it all, you all. And that blood still works. That blood still works. That blood still works. But you must accept the forgiveness of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So this morning, as we review what the Apostle John wrote to the church in this short epistle, remember who John was. He was one of the 12 disciples. He walked in and he talked with Jesus. He watched Jesus preach, teach, and heal. He stood at the foot of the cross and looked up as Jesus was bleeding at the cross, as Jesus was crucified for all of us. He understood the power of being in a relationship with the Son of the living God and the resurrected Lord. So John wrote this to the church, and he wrote it for our benefit, to encourage us, to strengthen us as believers. See, this word is for believers, you all. So John wrote, if you read this little epistle, John wrote about the love of God for us. He wrote about we should love each other as a proof that we love God. Read the little epistle. And he also emphasized the need to obey God's command. Our morning text is from this first chapter of 1 John. And it talks about the necessity to repent and be forgiven so that we can be in fellowship with God and with other people. And a few weeks ago in Bible study, we talked about what repentance means. See, the popular view is that repentance is described as a sorrowful feeling of your sin. We can, however, be sorry for sin for the wrong reason. Help me, Holy Spirit. Our sorrow can come from being caught in the act of sin. And you're so sorry someone found out. And we're humiliated by what we've done. But true repentance is deeper than being sorry for your sins. Repentance is a spiritual and moral change of attitude towards God, which turns an individual from sin to God. The act of repentance may cause sorrow, but it causes a turning away from sin. Turning away from sin and sinful behavior. Come on, if you understand what I'm saying, let the believers say amen. If you're going to repent, you're going to leave that stuff behind. You're going to sing the cross before me. That worldly stuff behind me. Because I have decided that I'm going to follow Jesus. So in this passage, this one verse, John comforts us. However, with the truth that even though we have sin in our lives, this is a truth, we can still be purified from this sin and we can still maintain fellowship with God. And we must be real with ourselves. It is true that all have sinned. Oh, yeah. The good news, Jesus made a way for us to be forgiven. Hallelujah. And some say that, okay, salvation, what does that mean? He died for my sins. Why do I have to keep going over and over and asking for forgiveness? I've heard people of God say that. If Jesus has done it all, he's covered my sin. Why do I have to still ask for forgiveness? Now, when we confess Jesus as Lord and ask for cleansing, that's our guarantee of salvation. If we are saved, if we are children of the light, yeah, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. And we have the promise of eternal life. This does not mean we no longer have to ask for forgiveness, you all, from God for our sin, because we do still sin. Let's be real. See, if we look at what Jesus told his disciples, he said, let me tell you how to pray, because they asked him. He said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We confess our sins out of respect and love for God. That's why he said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. You still need to ask for forgiveness, you all. Yeah, we save, but we still fall down. And thank God we can get up and ask for forgiveness. Thank you, God. God forgives our sin. He purifies us of all unrighteousness and he restores back to fellowship with him. So someone needs to know what you've done. God is not mad with you. Simply ask for forgiveness and move on with your life and walk out your destiny and walk out your purpose. And I would suggest to you, do not allow anyone to try to bring back your past mistakes. You accept God's forgiveness and you keep on walking into your destiny. Hallelujah. Do not let people play mind games with you, telling you what you used to be and what you used to do. You say, I am a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for me. I am forgiven. You pray for them and you keep on stepping into your purpose. Because people will play with your mind, you all. Be so mindful of who you are in God. You are more than a conqueror. You are powerful, people of God. So do not let anybody identify you based on your past. Hallelujah. God's forgiveness of our sin is based on his justice, you all. He is a just God. Oh, yes, he is. He is just and he will forgive us. God is just, you all. I just have to just look at this because Jesus paid the penalty for our sin when he died on the cross. He's just. God has promised to forgive us of our sin in Christ. So when we confess them, when we confess them and allow him to abide in us, we are forgiven. He said, let my word abide in you. That's all you have to do, people of God. Whoever I'm talking to, let this be your day that you acknowledge, God, I recognize that I'm forgiven. God, I thank you for Jesus. God, I thank you for healing my doubt. God, thank you for making a way out of no way. God, thank you that you didn't allow me to die in the middle of my sins. Hallelujah. Being God's chosen people does not mean denying our sin, y'all. We have to confess it because all people were sinners. God sent Jesus, though. He knew that he sent Jesus. So we must recognize that sin is not completely eradicated from us. I've heard people say, you don't have to sin. The Bible says sin no more. But as long as we're in these earthly bodies, in these fleshly bodies, we are subject to fail, you all. But that's why John wrote, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to clean us up from all unrighteousness. Get that in your spirit. Yeah, I fell down, but thank you, Jesus, that I can get up. The songwriter wrote, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, God. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards me. Accept this forgiveness. Rejoice. That's why the Bible says you can rejoice in the Lord always. You're forgiven. You're powerful because of Jesus. I get up every day and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it because of God's faithfulness towards me. I am forgiven. I don't have to be ashamed and be blaming myself for any mistake. Jesus covered it all. He covered it all. His blood still works, people of God. So I heard somebody singing last night as I was trying to get this together. What a mighty God we serve. It says angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes, he actually forgives us of our stuff. Some of us know we should have been dead. But God put his hand for protection all around us. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes. The miracle worker. Hallelujah. God, the promise keeper. Hallelujah. That's who he is. And when you get that in your spirit, you can rejoice. You can rejoice. You can rejoice always, no matter what people are doing. Because so often our attitudes are based on what people are doing around us. People can't put you in a heaven or a hell. You need to accept God's forgiveness and rejoice. 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 Rejoice, people of God. To confess our sins means to agree with God that we have acted or thought unlike him. To acknowledge God. To seek forgiveness. To repent, to turn, people of God. We have a mighty work to do. God can use you in a mighty way. But he's saying, accept my forgiveness. Repent and listen to my voice. People of God, confession of your sin is a sign of truth. See, some people won't even recognize. I don't even recognize that they're sinning. They're just moving along. But it says confession of your sin is a sign of truth. It means that that light is shining in you. In the dark places, it's illuminating. It's shining. But it is the Spirit of the living God within you. Let the people say amen. If you believe that, if you acknowledge your sin, yeah, God, I messed up. Too many people will not acknowledge that they have a problem. So therefore, their problem can't be solved because they think it's okay what they're doing. But this day, God is saying to us, saying to our church, I have a mighty work for you. Accept my forgiveness and move in the direction that I'm sending you. Hallelujah. We must be so mindful that refusing to, hallelujah, admit your sin is self-deception. You're deceiving yourselves. So we must be honest, you all. See, that's the beginning of real deliverance. It's the beginning of your real breakthrough. See, we can't fool God. He knows we messed up. But we have to accept that, yeah, God, I did it. But God, thank you for Jesus. And sometimes we can't do it alone, you all. We get into these modes of depression. God, I can't just break loose from this. It keeps playing over and over in my mind. God, you know I shouldn't have done that. But I would suggest to you, you ask the Savior to help you, to comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Because our Savior is willing. And he will carry you through. Confession is to free us up. We sing about freedom and we thank God that we're free. But when you confess and ask for forgiveness, it puts you in a posture of freedom and joy. And when Christians do not understand their freedom, they will not ask for forgiveness. When they do not understand, they really don't understand the power of God forgiving us. The freedom that comes with it, the deliverance that comes from confession, the shame and the guilt that is removed. God is saying to someone, stop feeling unworthy of my love. Stop feeling unworthy of my love. I sent Jesus to die for you. Stop feeling unworthy of my love. You cannot cover your feelings with drugs, with alcohol, with sex, with all. You can't cover it that way. I sent Jesus. And he's saying, do you understand what the cross did? Do you understand that because of the cross, you're forgiven? Holy Spirit, help me. He's saying, I've forgiven you. Forgive yourselves. Reflecting on what the Apostle Paul said, he said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. God wants you to press forward to the goal that he has just for you. He wants you to press forward towards your purpose and your destiny. Someone needs to declare this morning. I think we all need to declare it. God, I recognize that I'm forgiven. God, I recognize that my past is my past at last. God, I recognize because of Jesus, I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved us. Accept it and walk in the power of the living God. The Bible says nothing can separate you from the love of God. Yeah, I'm trying to just finish this up, but another point to hold on to. Some people may ask that question. Why is John telling us to confess? John is telling us more about our fellowship with God than the relationship. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. But here on earth, we want to maintain fellowship with God. And unforgiveness will break that fellowship. Amen. Oh, yes, it will. The Apostle John is saying God is faithful and just. You can. I heard somebody depend on God. And he keeps his promises. And that's why we sing, yeah, he's a promise keeper. He promises to forgive us if we confess. I don't know who this is for this morning, but God is saying this is your day of deliverance. Stop thinking that I don't love you. He wants to forgive you, and he wants to maintain fellowship with you. But it's your choice, whoever you are, it's your choice to accept his forgiveness. The word forgiveness means cancellation of debt, dismissal of the charges. You're free because he's canceled your debt. You're no longer guilty because of what he did. The word cleanse in our text means washing away of sin and unrighteousness. People of God, we're free if we accept God's forgiveness. We must be so mindful that God's forgiveness of our sin does not remove consequences of our sins. However, he promised to never leave us or forsake us. So as you go through the consequences, he'll be right there in the middle. So let us all together today just commit, Lord, I will accept your forgiveness. Lord, I will confess my sin unto you. God, I recognize what Jesus did. And Jesus said, he said, the thief comes to rob, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Confess your sins and restore your relationship with him. Our God is so worthy to praise and to give him glory, to worship him. This little song by Mary says, and I know we all can relate to it at some point, I was lost. But you came and found me in the middle of my sins. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and you died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. It goes on to say, I was empty. And you came and you filled me. I was blind, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing inside, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude that my words, God, are not enough to explain the magnitude of the passion of your love. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The song goes on and says, you took everything I was, my sin, my mess, my brokenness, my promiscuous behavior, my unforgiving spirit, my addictive behavior, and you made me who I am today. Amen. And he's still doing a good work in us. The Bible says, being confident of this, he that began a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, help us accept your forgiveness. Help us to teach others, God, to enjoy Jesus. And Mary said this. And with all I am, help me, Holy Spirit, I worship you. With all I am, I worship you. You gave me new life when I was dying. You were my strength when I was crying. You were right, God, when I was wrong. Hallelujah. And I worship you. And when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more, but the master of the sea, but Jesus heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I, God. It was his love, his forgiveness that lifted me. I don't know your testimony, but it was God's love that watched over me when I was in my mess. It was his compassion that lifted me. I don't know your story, people of God, but for me, it was love that lifted me from my sin and forgave me. And it should be all of our testimonies this morning. It was God's love. It was his compassion that has set us free and that will set us free. So I say this morning, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No more. No more chains holding me. See, my soul is resting. And it is a blessing, people of God, when your soul can rest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I've decided a long time ago, my past is my past at last. God is my all in all. So I worship him. I worship him, people of God. I worship him. He took what I used to be, forgave me, and changed me to what I am. I don't know your testimony this morning, but I worship him. I worship you, God. I worship you, Lord God. Accept God's forgiveness and live on purpose and live and walk out your destiny. See, our purpose really is just to glorify God, whatever gifts he's given us. If you think it's about you, if you think it's about you, it's not. Is it? If you think it's all about how great you are here on earth and on your job, it's not. God has gifted us for his purpose, you all. And I worship him. God is saying, I have forgiven you. Forgive yourself. Hold up your heads. Lift up your heads, oh you gates. Please stand all over the sanctuary. You are forgiven. I don't know where you are. I don't even know what you've done. It doesn't matter. Because Jesus came to cover it. His blood covers it all, you all. It covers it. He wants us to walk out our purpose. You're destined to be great here on earth. But it's a choice. Accept his forgiveness. As I look around, I believe we all are saved in this place. So say hallelujah. We all have a church home. Say praise the Lord. So let's just pray to God and thank him this morning that he's done it all to forgive us. If you have any sin that you need to confess, confess it this day. Rise up in victory and just walk it out, your purpose. Walk along with Jesus as he covers you. The altar is open for everybody. If you need to pray for somebody else, you pray. God said, it's not your fault. Let it go. I don't know who is in here thinking something has happened that is your fault. He says, I'm God. I'm watching. I have the whole world in my hand. It's not your fault. You let it go in the name of Jesus. You're carrying something that belongs to me, he said. When you carry it, you show that you don't trust me with it. It is not your fault. The way they treated you as a child, that's not your fault. What your children are doing, it's not your fault. Help us, oh God, recognize your love and your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for all of us that we can be clean, forgiven. Thank you, God. You took my past. And you forgave me. Now, God, I'm willing to tell everybody about a loving God that forgives us all. God forgives you. Teach our children, if they make mistakes, that God will forgive them. This day, God, we just want to walk in your word, your will, and do things your way. So forgive us, God. It's not your fault. Stop blaming yourselves. Learn to forgive yourselves. God has. The altar is still open. Someone needs to be there. Do not look at who's looking at you, but you fall in the presence of God. God, forgive me. And allow me to forgive myself. The altar is still open. Be obedient as God speaks to your spirit. Thank you, God. Hold on to that.